Hi, this is Lakeisha, and I'd like to thank you for stopping in to my reading corner. I will be reading an excerpt from my novel, Weird Love, Dusk Conspiracy. This scene is a particularly intense scene from the book where Layla and her father have a little confrontation, if you will. So please sit back, relax, and enjoy the reading. Layla sat on the bench at the pickup spot and brooded. Next to her, Britta remained quiet, giving her space to think. "I should have just laid there," Layla blurted out, her hand going to her braid. She tugged it hard and chewed on her bottom lip. She could see her hope of going to the party vanishing rapidly. She knew what her father would list as reasons for her not attending. Father would cite public smearing of the family name and her failure to mind her own business. Even though Violet started the fight, he wouldn't care or see it that way. And the biggest excuse would be that Layla had interrupted Father's day and probably one of his precious experiments. Layla jumped when Britta touched her. She was surprised to feel tears on her cheeks. When had she started crying? She was such a wimp. "Hey now, chica, chin up. No tears, you hear me? No matter what your father says, I am proud of you. And Donnell will be too, when he hears about it." Layla gave a small laugh. "That's right, he will, won't he? He believes in me, just like you do, Britta." She hugged her friend, afraid to let go. Deep in her heart, fear rested. Unsure why, she chose to ignore it. "Look, it's Jacques!" Britta stood and pointed toward the road as the limo came into view. Layla rose. She watched Jacques stop the limo and get out. She gave a glad cry and ran to him, wanting comfort. "No!" He stopped her before she could hug him. "You are in trouble, young lady. Your father is home and not pleased with the call from the academy."
"Jacques, I can explain."
"No more excuses. Get in the car before I toss you in."
"You wouldn't dare!"
Layla hissed and edged closer to Britta, who had hurried over, holding Layla's backpack in her right hand.
"Mr. Lesire." The other girls jumped her. "It's not Layla's fault."
"I noticed." Pointedly, he stared at Layla's bruised face. "Now, get in!" Layla gulped and dropped her gaze at Jacques' annoyed expression.
"I'm so screwed," she whispered.
"Layla, get in the car now!" Jacques snarled. Not wishing to test Jacques' patience any further, Layla grabbed her backpack from Britta's hand, gave her friend a hopeless look, and climbed inside. She winced when Jacques slammed the door. He got in the driver's seat, and Layla turned to look at Britta through the window. Her friend's concern almost made her cry, but bravely she waved as the limo pulled away. The ride home felt like an eternity, and all too soon they pulled into the mansion's driveway. When Jacques got out and opened her door, she hesitantly stepped out and touched his hand.
"Jacques?"
He jerked his hand away and snapped. "Get in the house, Layla!" Hurt by his brush off, she ran up the steps and inside. Layla came to an abrupt stop at the sight of her father in the middle of the foyer. His gaze was cold, and that cruel grin always meant harsh punishment. She heartily wished she'd never hit Violet.
"Layla, so glad you could come home to see me," her father drawled.
She shivered at the menace in father's tone. She started to respond, but decided against it when she saw her father's associates, Kenneth, Byron, Boris, and Michael, walking into the room. Naya emerged from the kitchen with a grim look. Layla was baffled, and she froze, too scared to move. She felt trapped, and the feeling increased when Jacques came and stood a foot behind her. She almost started hyperventilating. This was the way she'd felt when the Weirs chased her 2 months ago. She didn't like it then, and she didn't like it now.
"You know, Layla, many people would kill to be you. Nice home, staff that cater to your needs, and a rich parent to give you all the money you could want. Most people would be grateful. But not you, Layla. You seem to delight in destroying this precious life."
"Father, that's not true. I do appreciate it all."
"You have a funny way of showing it. I have very few rules that I expect to be obeyed. I do it out of concern for your well-being. And what do you do? You throw it back in my face by disobeying me.
Father, I...
Layla stammered and fell silent at his glare. You will be quiet, daughter. I want you here, front and center. Reluctantly, she moved to the spot he pointed to, which put Layla an arm's length away from him. Let's review your latest lapses in judgment, starting with Donnell's silent shadow. Layla focused on her father, confused by the rage behind his calmly spoken words.
Father?
Quiet, Jacques growled. Father continued, ignoring her attempt to interrupt. You were told to stay away from that boy for a reason. Yet what do I find? You, hanging out with him in public for the whole world to see!
Father, that's not what happened. Please, just let me explain.
No. No explanations. All you do is lie to escape punishment, and you will be punished. I do not and will not tolerate defiance, Layla!
You don't tolerate anything, she mumbled.
Her father's eyes narrowed. What did you just say? He stepped closer. Fear hit her as she realized her mistake.
I didn't say anything.
See, my daughter, you're lying right now. Just one more mark against you. You are forbidden from speaking with Donnell, and that is final.
But...
Furthermore, if you defy me on this matter, you will experience firsthand what a beating is. I've been lenient with you for far too long. That ends now. About your fight at lunch today, I'm extremely disappointed that you did not win. Really, Layla, your LaCroix blood must be rather thin if you can't stop one girl from hitting you. Her father shot her a look of disgust. Layla stiffened, her green eyes wide, as she stared at him. Well, what do you have to say for yourself, daughter?
What does it matter? You don't care, father. You've already tried and convicted me. You shouldn't have even bothered coming here. Just do what you always do and ground me. I have homework to finish.
Naya gasped. Jacques appeared stunned, and the other men growled disapprovingly. Layla was shocked, too, at her boldness, but didn't get to contemplate her loss of control. Her father's hand lashed out and backhanded her. She yelped, stumbled, and would have run, but father snagged her arm and jerked her hard. She was forced forward as father pulled her to him. His left hand grabbed her chin in a bruising grip, and he made her look up. You dare to sass me? Sheer terror kept her from replying. The rage in father's eyes convinced her that he might just hurt her. She lowered her gaze. I asked you a question, daughter! Father squeezed, and the pain made her whimper.
You're hurting me!
Answer the question!
Sir, I did not mean... I'm sorry for back-talking. Please let me go. You're hurting me!
Layla cried softly. But the pressure from her father's fingers only increased until it felt like her jaw would break. Henry, sir, she's sorry for her behavior. You need to release her. Jacques put a hand on her father's shoulder. Father slowly let go and stepped back. Go to your room and stay out of my sight. You're grounded, and that includes no comm calls either. Layla knew when she was defeated.
Yes, father.
She meekly replied. Tugging on her braid, she spun around and ran upstairs to her bedroom.